So what's the source of Tu B'Shvat? And is there any, halachic significance of the day? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, says there are four types of Rosh Hashanah. One of the Rosh Hashanah is a Machlokas Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. For Arla purposes, when does the Arla years start being counted? And then when do they end? So Beis Shammai says it's the first day of Shvat, and Beis Hillel says it's Tu B'Shvat. We pass, and obviously, like Beis Hillel, that it's Tu B'Shvat. So at least we see this is the first reference of Tu B'Shvat in the Mishnah. The Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah, there in Os Tavshin Aleph, says, well, the minhag is that if someone takes upon themselves to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, and it happens to come out that one of the days is Tu B'Shvat, we do not fast on Tu B'Shvat. There you see already, according to the Mordechai, there is some Yom Tov status, or at least some halachic status, that we refrain from fasting on Tu B'Shvat. And that, in fact, is how the Mishnah Berurah passes in Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel Zayin, that we do not fast on Tu B'Shvat. Now, what about the issue of Tachnun? Do you say Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat? So the Beis Yosef brings him a name of Rokech, not to say Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat. Shulchan Aruch as well says you don't fall on your face, in other words, you don't say Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh, and not the day before it. And also, you don't fall on your face, you don't say Tachnun on Chanukah, and some say even the day before Chanukah. Now, from the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear. What about the day before Tu B'Shvat? He says, don't fall on your face on Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, not Rosh Chodesh, and not the day before it. So what does it mean, not the day before it? Is it going on just on Rosh Chodesh, or is it going back on Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat as well? So the Pri Chadash says the Shulchan Aruch is going back on everything, just like on Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Tachnun the day before Rosh Chodesh. So too, but the Mincha the day before. So too, you don't say Tachnun the Mincha before Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat as well. Now this makes sense based on, I think, the Vilna Gaon, who says on the Shulchan Aruch that the reason why you don't say Tachnun on Tu B'Shvat is because it's like a Rosh Hashanah, because it's like a Yom Tif, similar to the other things that are listed in that first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So if it's like a Yom Tif, it should stake Yom Tif status, just like on Yom Tif, you don't say B'mincha beforehand. So too, on Tu B'Shvat, you don't say Tachnun the day beforehand. However, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan point out that the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about Rosh Chodesh. Only the day before Rosh Chodesh do you not say Tachnun the mincha beforehand, but on Tu B'Shvat or Tu B'Av, no, it's only on the day of that you don't say Tachnun, but the day before you would say Tachnun. However, both the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan just say that the minhag is not to do that. However, according to them, the way they learn the Shulchan Aruch is, in fact, you should say Tachnun on the day before Tu B'Shvat and the day before Tu B'Av, and that makes sense if you say, well, it's not a real Yontif, and therefore you don't have to go, full-blown Yontif style, and therefore you just need to not say Tachnun on the day itself, but the day before you would say Tachnun. Now, interestingly, the Nitei Gavriel in Gimel Beis points out a svara why you should say Tachnun the day before Tu B'Shvat, and he quotes from Achronim that it makes sense to say Tachnun the day before Tu B'Shvat, because, think about it, the whole significance of Tu B'Shvat is that it ends the Arla cycle. So if someone sees someone else not saying Tachnun B'Mincha beforehand, they're going to think, oh, it's Tu B'Shvat already, now my 4 years of the Arla are up, and now I could eat, the fruits of the tree now. But really, he's going to be 5 hours early, because it's not really Tu B'Shvat yet, and therefore, because Nitei Gavriel says, because of that fear, we should say Tachnun the day before. Piskei Tshuvos also gives a svar why you should say Tachnun the day before. The reason is because because the reason why you would not say Tachnun the day before in general is only because you're going to encourage us to not forget, or to remind us not to forget, to add the addition of the Yontif in Shmona Esrei. But Tu B'Shvat, there's no addition on Tu B'Shvat. You don't add anything into Shmona Esrei. Therefore, the Piskei Tshuvos says you should say Tachnun. Therefore, it brings a svara why you should say Tachnun the day before Tu B'Shvat. Where did this issue of eating fruits come on Tisha B'Av? That the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah bring down that it's a minhag Ashkenaz to eat fruits. However, there's a whole discussion, not for now, about if there's an Indian to say Shechianu, or where this whole concept of Tu B'Shvat Seder came. Where does it come from? Really, it perhaps has Sabbatean roots from the Talmud of Shabtai Tzvi, which is why many people are not so into the whole Tu B'Shvat Seder, but that is not really such a halachic issue.